ground, or are those plans still being formulated?
No, we have our plan in place, but also there's always variables, and that's where it gets into the competitive element of it. And so you never want to tip your hand in that way.
Well, one follow-up question. You have about $3 million, $32 million, something like that, in cap space going forward. Do you anticipate spending up to the cap or no?
Again, that's kind of consistent with my answers in the past. You know, I'm not going to get into specifics on how we're going to allocate and, you know, how we're going to spend on the cap, because, again, you know what, anything that could be, as I've shared with you guys before, it's anything that can be a potential competitive disadvantage, you know, that we're not going to get into the specifics of that.
So what do you pick up from the offense now that you've been on the job for, 3 weeks, whatever it's been, on Tannehill's ability to throw deep, the offensive line, and the running game? What do you pick up in each of those aspects about the offense?
Yeah, let me make sure. So those three things, right? No, I think, you know, we are, you know, what we were last year. We again, I think there's talent there. I think we have the ability, and we just got to do it on a more consistent basis. But I do believe in the system. I do believe in our coaches, and I do believe in our players. And I think there's a good foundation of players, and, you know, and I think you'll see that exhibited this fall.
Dennis, with following up on Adam's question, I know you don't want to tip your hat, but most of the really good teams in this league, whether it's Green Bay or talking about Seattle or San Francisco or even New England, they're not big players in free agency. They like to build their teams through the draft, and you kind of offset a little bit in free agency. Do you feel that that's the kind of way to build a football team?
Absolutely. No, and that, maybe I didn't communicate there. Most of the questions were about free agency, but I do believe in that. And that's so much the importance here, and that's why I'm so excited to be here and be with our scouts and as we learn more about these players and building towards that. But I firmly believe, I mean, that's how I cut my teeth is in the college, you know, spending all those years on the road and evaluating college talent, because I do believe that has to be the foundation and the key to building championship teams.
How tough is it for you as a general manager? I'm sorry. Over the years, we've kind of had this whole thing, whether it was Parcells or Ireland that made a pick, or whether it was, you know, Wanstead or Spielman or those kind of things. In the end, whatever players are picked, they're going to fall on you. So that dynamic of working with Philbin, how challenging is it when you really want a player that maybe somebody on the staff doesn't want?
I've been part of those situations, and it's not that hard. I mean, together we'll work through it. We're on the same page, and the vision is the same. So how do we get to the decision on there? And that's when we work and we sit in the film room and we grind it out and we talk about different scenarios. We talk about the players, the strengths, where we feel differently. We go back to the tape. That's the important part to me. Sometimes decisions can be made and without going back to tape. All right, we may feel differently about something. Let's go back to the tape. Let's watch, you know, three games of him in 2012 and let's see if we can find a common ground with each player. And we, you know, it's not so much, I always talk about the process, but the process is making decisions on individual players as we go. And then that will lead us to the decision at the end of the day.
Is that tough, that dynamic, and knowing that you're the one that's going to get the credit or the blame for all the picks?
I don't look at it that way. We are a team. It's just like whenever I played in junior college or college, you know, regardless of where the credit or blame goes, we all have to work together collectively to get the goal accomplished. And that's how I feel. So in that way, it's, you know, we're a team concept. And then that's what we're about as an organization. And that's part of my 3 weeks trying to continue to, you know, alongside with Coach Philbin together, building that team, continue to enhance and foster that team concept of communication, trust, respect, and that's what we're about.
Is a situation that you found yourself in? I mean, this whole, you know, it's obviously a very public thing. Does it make it a little bit tougher starting when all of this is going on?
I think, first of all, I think this is going to make us stronger. I really think our organization is going to be stronger as a result of this. And moving forward, we're excited about the future here with the players and the interaction. And I know I've said this before, but I'm so excited the interaction I've had with the coaches, with the players, and just knowing, you know, as we've talked about their goals and plans, just, you know, seeing the passion that's in their eyes, the passion that's in our organization's eyes. And, you know, and just, again, laying out the clear vision of who we want to be and alongside with Joe and myself and leading that.
Dennis, sticking with the draft, this year it's moved back a couple of weeks into mid-May. How does that impact or benefit you with those extra 2 weeks that you have? Can you get to more pro days? Is there a different way you strategize and plan?
Well, again, we go, you know, it gives us an opportunity to go back to more tape. And I've been asked that question before, and I, you know, the reason I'm not fond of it, I always feel like if you're prepared, I like the draft earlier, you know, just because I'm always, my preparation leading up to in the process starting all the way back in May the previous year. So, but with that, you know, we're going to be prepared, and, you know, we're going to maximize and continue to, you know, again, make decisions on individual players and how they can help us win. Will they be good teammates, good people? Can they be players that our community can be proud of, both on and off the field, and, you know, make decisions on those players and how they can help us?
Dennis, last year's draft class didn't have a whole lot of snaps from scrimmage. How do you factor them into this year's plan? Do you say, we have Jamar Taylor and Will Davis, we don't need to worry about getting cornerback up high? How does this year's draft, last year's draft class affect your plan going?
Well, it's part of that, and that's part of the as discussions with the coaches and going back to the film and watching practice film of those players and making decisions on those. And again, not, you know, commenting specifically on one player or the other, but you take all that into account. But again, just making decisions on individual players in this draft that and their Dolphin value for us.
Are you optimistic? Are you thinking that class is going to have a big impact on this team, this year's team?
I am optimistic. As I looked upon the team from afar, and now that I've been here, I'm optimistic, and I think we have a good foundation of players, and I'm anxious to continue to working alongside with Joe and continue to build and add to that, and that's what we're doing now.
When you look at a draft class this deep, as you talked about earlier, especially at some critical positions, how does that impact knowing that if it's deep enough that you don't necessarily have to take a chance at a high round? I mean, even later rounds, there's still really quality kids that are still going to be available.
Yeah, and again, it all goes back to the first thing we do is evaluate the player, evaluate, you know, good person, good teammate, and then, you know, judge them individually and place a value on them. And then the rest kind of takes care of itself. And, yes, as we go through it, but pretty much, you know, getting too far involved in the scenarios, we want to rate the guys at the value that they are and make decisions accordingly.
On Saturday, we're going to hear from Michael Sam for the first time. Generally, what are your thoughts on that dynamic? Obviously, he's a trailblazer in a couple of ways. Does that affect at all your thinking as a GM? And is it information that GM should even know about? I mean, how is that aspect of a player factored in?
It has no factor in how we grade. Look, we grade guys on, are they going to be good football players? Will they be good teammates? Good people that contribute to our community. And, you know, that the sexual orientation, that has no factor. And as I've discussed before, you know, we have a list of about 20 different personal and football character traits, whether it be leadership, whether it be toughness, whether it be accountability, that we believe in and we have our scouts identify. There's no place for sexual orientation in there. So it doesn't affect for me at all and for the Dolphins organization at all.
Last one, Andrew.
How important is it to mesh certain players, like, for example, to look at the background of a guy and say, well, this guy, for whatever reason, might not get along with this player, their personalities might clash. I mean, do you think about that at all when building a team?
Again, going back to, you grade the individual player and grade them individually and, you know, all factors of them, you know, as we talked about, and that's all the things that happen here, right? Medically, you know, from the interview standpoint, from their athletic ability, and more importantly, their tape, and you make judgments on those individual players, and again, you place their Dolphin value on them, and that's how we make decisions.
But you don't base it on based on currently who's with the team. That, you know what I mean? That a personality of one player might clash with another. I mean, is that something that even factors into anyone's decision?
Look, I go back to, and I keep repeating this, you have to judge the individual player. Over time, mm-hmm. I mean, that's always been the time proven, you know, get the player right, get your evaluation right. And again, we're going to have an environment and, you know, as Joe Philbin talked about earlier today, you know, of communication, of respect, and those things work itself out.